If you want to ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way, highway. They'll take a ride on the way, highway.
It's time for the Way Highway here on Adobe Radio with your hosts, Sean Cowig and Kristen Sanchez.
Welcome to the Way Highway. You're listening to Adobe Radio, and it is time to sit back, relax, spark up a doobie, and chill, baby. We got you for the next hour with some cannabis comedy. I'm your buddy, Sean Cowig, and with me is the irreplaceable Kristen Sanchez.
Hello! If you would like to follow us on social media, you could follow Sean Cowig at Sean Cowig. You could follow me, Kristen Sanchez, at Siren16X. Or you could follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway. Or send us a cool email by going to the website, thewayhighway.com. Thank you, Jelly, for putting in so much hard work and time to make my website kick ass.
Send us a cool email.
Yeah.
What constitutes a cool email? The content, probably. Ooh, but it probably has, like, GIFs or, you know,
I want to see, can people send us their pictures of them as a little kid crying on, like, the Easter Bunny's lap?
Those are always
like,
the best.
Like, something like that. Yeah.
I think there's nothing hilarious. More terrifying than a terrifying Easter Bunny. Like, because there's, you know, you go down the ranks of a holiday where you might take a picture and that you can find a terrifying Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
You could find, I don't know, that's the only other one I can think of right now. Who else? Never took a picture with the Tooth Fairy. And that's unfortunate.
Well, I mean, she does her work in the dark of night when you're asleep. So
true.
It's a whole anonymous thing.
That also, is really like, terrifying.
Totally. I love the, I think, I don't remember who it was, but I think, I'm going to say it was Guillermo del Toro that created a version of the Tooth Fairy that was like this horrific monster that like,
that makes
it was
sense.
So much better that you were asleep for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just like, no. That thing can take the teeth and leave. And it can leave me my quarter and I'll be very happy.
Thank you so much for the quarter. I'll put it to good use. Please get the hell out of my bedroom.
I didn't see anything. I swear. I'm asleep.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, because if you open your eyes and see the tooth fairy fairy will get you.
I mean, that's totally a thing. And I may be miscrediting Guillermo, but like it is out there.
But that feels right.
Yeah, it does. It does.
That feels
Thank
right.
You.
It feels right. If there was a scary Tooth Fairy movie, it would be Guillermo del Toro for sure.
But someone would fall in love with the Tooth Fairy creature.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know what? I'd be okay with that journey.
I mean, love is the only way to bring Tooth Fairy back to humanity, right?
Totally.
You don't have to sneak into children's bedrooms anymore and replace fallen out teeth with quarters. Really? What the hell was that? Why was that even a thing?
The Tooth Fairy needs to fall in love with a shark because sharks' teeth keep growing.
Yeah,
and they just they'll have a constant tooth a palooza for that Tooth Fairy.
Yeah. That's
now
incredible.
I'm imagining this horrific Tooth Fairy creature just like cuddling with a shark. They're having a romantic dinner. Like, it's real cute. They're in the same
the shark
booth
is
on
wearing
the same
a bow tie.
Side.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. Well, he's a dapper gentleman.
Yeah, dapper
he's gotta
shark.
Gotta show up and come correct for the Tooth Fairy. I mean, she's...
Please.
There you go.
This opportunity doesn't come often for sharks.
Yes. Amazing.
Write that down. I think we just cracked another one. Tooth Fairy and shark living in harmony.
God, I love that.
Today on The Way Highway, Kristen, I want to talk to you about sleep.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're gonna do product review because I'm looking up some cannabis products that would be good in order to get a better sleep, because I got bad sleep.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing fucking worse.
Do you ever do the thing where you wake up and you were like, was I shrugging all through?
You're was just I super tight?
Yeah, like it's just like, what was I doing? What, I was just like holding my shoulders to the sides of my head throughout an entire attempt at sleep.
Oh, that's the worst. I hate it when I like wake up with weird... I hate it when I wake up with like weird bruises, which was a thing that used to happen a lot when I was a kid. And like when I was little, of course, I was like, it's a demon.
oh, no.
Of course.
Oh, no.
But then I realized, no, Kristen, you simply have a bed that is pushed up against a wall that has a metal bed frame. So maybe it's just the metal bed frame.
Maybe.
Potentially kicking maybe in the that's night. It.
I had a weird brass bed.
Oh, okay.
And stop me if you heard this one, but early on in childhood, my bedroom was adorned in clowns.
Yeah.
I had a clown bedroom. Yeah. And specifically, there was an...
It's a fucking nightmare. Like, I'm so sorry.
Listen, it's just a mess. It's an absolute mess.
Your parents were like, you know what? Let's commit to this clown thing.
Well, I don't think there was ever anything wrong with clowns.
Yeah.
Right? Especially from their point of view, you know, a generation or two older than me.
They're not thinking It or John Wayne Gacy.
No.
They're simply thinking Bozo the Clown.
Yeah.
He is so delightful.
Yes.
What a children's icon.
Just a delightful morning children's icon. Yeah. Like, you could watch Sesame Street or you could watch this crazy ass clown. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible stuff. But I specifically had an armoire. Now, do you know what I mean? I said armoire the other day, and I think I probably did it in front of like one of my improv classes full of like 19, 20-year-olds. And they were all like, can I stop you? What the hell did you just say? And I had to explain what an armoire is. Basically like a giant, like it's almost like a movable wooden closet.
Yeah.
And it's what you'd go into if you were trying to get to Narnia.
Exactly. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yes. You're pushing those coats aside and you're finding Mr. Tumnus.
Yes. 100%. And so I had that. And on top of it, originally, were a lot of clowns. And then...
You're giving the clowns the high ground?
The clowns had the high ground. They were above me, leering down, just like, Sean. And like, after Poltergeist, when that damn clown pulls that child under the bed, and then after Stephen King's It, and after John Wayne Gacy, of course, I swore that when I was moving, those clowns' eyes were moving with me. And then I was like, you have to get these out of my room now.
Totally.
As a child.
My gosh. Yeah, please. It's just, oh my God.
I can't do this anymore. So I guess I'm used to getting bad sleep, but I want to talk about some cannabis that could help put you to sleep. Right? Because I am mostly a hybrid, sativa-dominant hybrid, or sativa smoker. Mm-hmm. And that is the energy burst. And honestly, like you said, takes a minute to get used to.
Yeah. Yeah. When I first started my journey with weed, I didn't start with just a straight sativa, because when I would smoke a sativa, I would just start getting like heart palpitations. Like it would give me like hyper anxiety. And it took me building up a tolerance to like weed in general to be able to even smoke a sativa.
Yeah.
Although
absolutely.
For some people, they're just like, sativa, duck, water. Here you go. Like,
truly. But
Way Highway listeners, if you're a newer smoker and you find yourself consistently getting exactly what Kristen just described, heart palpitations when you're smoking sativa, try like an indica or a hybrid.
Yeah, yeah.
And really, late at night, indica is probably the way to go. So I just want to talk about some products that I am going to research for sleep. Now, one is wild elderberry gummies. And now we all know everything about wild is dope.
Yeah.
Wild makes...
For a second, I thought they were just called wild elderberry.
Wild elderberry.
It makes sense that these would be found, like, I was just like, oh yeah, okay.
That elderberry is wild.
Hilarious.
But,
wild
gummies are delicious. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure their elderberry ones are amazing.
Yeah. All of their flavors are successes.
Yes.
And that's why they can do these cool new flavors and do like seasonal ones. It's really cute.
Yeah, absolutely. These ones are 5 milligrams of THC and 2.5 milligrams of CBN. Mm-hmm. So that's your like nighttime go to bed CBD variant, essentially.
Yes.
There are ones on here that I'm like, wait, that's kind of wild, but not wild the brand. Wild, there's a lot in them. There are Pro Tabs, which I've reviewed before. I've reviewed their Delta 8 Pro Tabs, which I absolutely love from Level Pro Tabs. Like the first time I took the Delta 8 one, like I ran up a flight of stairs to announce to a group of people that I was high. I was like, come on, guys! It's great! So Level makes a Pro Tab called Lights Out that just like runs it. So THC plus CBN plus Delta 8 plus THCA plus CBG.
Wow.
That's like all of them.
Yeah, that's a lot.
How would you, like, what's it even gonna do? Potent. These are potent. There's 34 milligrams in each of this blended Pro Tab. That's a lot.
Yeah.
A con that is listed of the Delta Lights Out Pro Tabs is that it's only available in California. California weed is great. And speaking of California weed, I'm on a website called Oracle. And so Oracle thinks that the best overall for sleep weed strain is a strain called Kaleva Banana Cream Jealousy. How's that for a name? Kaleva is the brand, and then Banana Cream Jealousy is the strain.
Banana Cream Jealousy. That's very funny.
This strain is extremely potent, 38% THC. It's a super heavy hitting indica and is perfect for bedtime.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Seems like sleepy time.
Like, straight up, this is going to put me to bed right now.
Yeah.
Banana Cream Jealousy, come on.
Yeah.
Jealous what
of that
a
good
name.
Night's sleep.
This one is best for getting cozy. And this is the Bebo Sweet Dreams Pastilles. Ooh. Delicious black cherry rose flavor. Chewy, enticing texture in the mouth. Nice blend of both THC and CBN. Beautiful packaging and design. Ideal for promoting relaxation and comfort. Great for taking to decompress after a long day. And perfect for on the go and microdosing. Sexy. Sexy. That's what I'm going to look into, Kristen, I think. Indica to try to go to bed. To not, like, sleep with my... shoulders shrugging.
Yeah.
For 8 hours.
Try and relax.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. But that's not the only thing I thought of.
Okay.
Regarding sleep, Kristen. Maybe just an entirely different method of sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about it after we take a quick break.
Sweet.
You're listening to Adobe Radio. This is The Way Highway. After these messages, we'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen.
Okay, so different entire method of sleep. And this is what happened. I was trying to think of, there was a famous person from history, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who had a specific way of sleeping, and I couldn't remember what it was. But I remember that an episode of High Maintenance, you know, the show High Maintenance, the HBO, like, weed delivery in New York show?
Yeah.
There was an episode where, like, it was following, like, one of the customers, this woman who is trying to date this guy, and the guy was on this sleep cycle. So it was real weird, and he had to, like, sleep at different times of day randomly. But it took me, I had to go down a high click hole to figure out, like, who am I talking about? And what was the weird sleep cycle?
Yeah.
And it's Da Vinci. So Leonardo da Vinci, his sleep schedule included 20-minute naps every 4 hours.
Hmm.
You heard of this?
No.
And it seems crazy. But then I was like, I don't know. Maybe that's kind of dope if he's like just like working on something specific and doesn't have to go anywhere. Right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you work on your painting for 4 hours, you take a 20-minute nap. You work on it for 4 more hours, you take a 20-minute nap. You work on it for 4 more hours, you take a 20-minute nap.
Yeah.
Just right there. Sistine Chapel, right? Da Vinci did the...
No.
No, who did that?
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. What did Da Vinci do? He made a plane...
He's the guy that does the man with the arms
the crazy man arms thing.
Yes, okay. I can't. It's the something man, and then he's got so many that. Oh my god, I can't name right now. Why can't I do this?
I mean, I just couldn't do it. I can only think of things that Michelangelo did. Now at this point, I'm like the Statue of David, right? No.
Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
The Mona Lisa. There you go. Fucking shit. I can't the believe Mona I could Lisa. Not remember the goddamn Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa.
He also did The Last Supper. Yeah. And then the picture that I'm talking about, or the man I was talking about, is called The Vitruvian Man.
The Vitruvian Man. Kristen, thank you. Thank you.
We gotcha.
So then my example is... He's painting. Could you imagine your Mona Lisa? You're sitting there as the paint model and Da Vinci's like painting you. And then he's like, I have to take a 20-minute nap. He takes a 20-minute nap. And that was essentially the episode of High Maintenance where like he like had to leave a date and go take a nap in a park.
That's funny. Like,
what do you do if you're just on the road and you got to take a 20-minute nap? But, okay, so Da Vinci followed an extreme form of a polyphasic sleep schedule called the Uberman sleep cycle, which consists of 20-minute naps every 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
This unconventional sleep cycle may have given the artist, inventor, scientist more awake times during his days, but it also could have made it difficult for him to work on long-term projects. So I'm completely wrong about paying Mona Lisa sleep 20 minutes, maybe. I don't know. How long do you think the Mona Lisa took?
I don't know. A long time. Probably long days. Time.
Days? 8 months?
I don't know.
Oh my god. Here's some other weird sleep things from famous people that I did find, though. This first one, of course. Tom Cruise sleeps in a soundproof snoratorium.
What?
He sleeps in a snoratorium. Apparently, he's a really big snorer. So he built a silent chamber for himself in the back of his house that he calls the snoratorium. So he can go in there and snore, and anybody else sleeping around doesn't have to hear him snore. Apparently, Winston Churchill took a 2-hour nap every day. So every day at 5, Winston Churchill would just grab a whiskey soda,
yeah,
pound it, and take a 2-hour nap. And so apparently he could get a day and a half's worth of work done every 24 hours because he was a big night owl. So he was always up late. And this thing says he had an irregular sleep schedule. So sometimes he had to hold war cabinet meetings while bathing. Could you? That's awesome. All right, boys, gather around. I'm in a tub. Here's one that's going to get you. Mariah Carey surrounds her bed with 20 humidifiers and needs 15 hours of sleep per night.
Wow.
It's a lot of sleep.
And a lot of water.
And a lot of water. Yeah. It's that, and she it interviews that way too.
Those every fucking
like, you're not doing it. Well, but somebody refill Mariah's humidifiers. It's probably a thing someone has said, which is awesome. Who's on humidifier duty today? Cheryl? Great. Everything you said is how it interviews. She's like, I need to sleep 15 hours for my voice so I can sing the way I sing, and I want to sleep in a steam room. Which is, makes a lot of sense. This one probably is not surprising.
Okay.
Charles Dickens had to always sleep facing north. So, to the point where he would bring a compass with him to make sure he was always working or sleeping facing north, because he thought it improved his creativity. I have to face north.
Yeah. Fucking. Okay. Yeah, you face north.
Oh my God.
Very funny.
Charles Dickens was always facing north when he wrote Great Expectations. Marissa Mayer. Is that familiar? Yahoo's CEO.
Okay.
Was such a workaholic. She'd work 130-hour weeks, but she built in a week-long vacation every 4 months for sleep. That's pretty intense.
Yeah. That's bonkers.
That's bonkers.
Yeah. You're like literally working yourself to death.
Yeah. Not good. Not good. Novelist Emily Bronte walked around in circles until she fell asleep. I hope not standing up.
Yeah, wait, how does one accomplish that? How does one accomplish walking until falling asleep?
What this makes it sound like is like you just walk around in a circle and then you tire yourself out and you fall asleep, which is actually true. But, I think she just tired herself out by walking around the dining room table and then would, head to bed.
Gotcha.
Suffered from insomnia. Very strange. Very strange.
I was like, does she just walk on top of her bed and hope she falls okay?
That's what, instant access. I'm just walking in circles. I know. Just on the bed. And then you're just like, ah!
Amazing.
I want everyone to know I just knocked my own headphones off demonstrating walking around in circles. Apparently, Eminem puts tinfoil on his windows to keep out the light because curtains aren't good enough. So he wraps the windows in tinfoil.
Why don't there are blackout curtains?
Yeah, just get really nice blackout curtains. I don't know. Huh? I don't even. Arianna Huffington turned her bedroom into a slumber palace. Is what this says. That's just a funny thing to say.
Yeah.
I've turned my bedroom into a slumber palace. Who says that?
What does a slumber palace consist of, Sean?
Okay.
Does it give us any detail?
Yes.
Or is it just like, you plebes don't know and you should never know?
You'll never know what's in my slumber palace. No, watch how this, watch how this begins. This is intense shit right here. After collapsing from exhaustion in 2007 and waking up in a pool of her own blood, Arianna Huffington became an advocate for getting a good night's sleep. Yeah, that'll do it. Well, maybe
literally,
I should sleep.
People are working themselves to death.
Oh my God, that'll do it. Huffington turned her bedroom into a slumber palace, complete with a canopied bed and blackout curtains. Before bed, she turns off her phone and plugs all her electronics into charge overnight, outside of the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
She then takes a hot bath filled with Epsom salt and lavender oil to calm her mind and help her forget the stresses of the day. What she wears matters as well, and Huffington sleeps only in garments made for slumber, no old gym t-shirts. She dives into a book on poetry or philosophy and lets it lull her to sleep. Okay, I mean, that's a sleep palace.
That's absolutely ridiculous. Like, that's so much.
Yeah.
But also, like, I love that she's so dedicated to sleeping. Like, she's just like, no, nothing shall get in the way between me and my sleep. My precious, precious sleep.
I mean.
And good for you.
You work so hard, you passed out and woke up in a pool of your own blood. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Because like, again, I'll just go to extremes.
Like, you passed out and you hit your head.
Yeah.
Like, people pass out and bust their fucking heads open all the time. That's why if you feel like you're going to pass out or if you start to black out, it is better to get to the floor, get down, than to fall down. Also, if you can get down in time, if you put yourself in the sit-up position and put your knees up, that's the best way to keep all of the blood towards your vital organs, and it's going to help you to recover from that blackout a little bit faster.
Yes. I was a young passer outer.
Yeah.
Until I learned...
Inconsistent.
Right? Until I learned, don't look at the needle.
I was too fucking curious.
Yeah,
like, I need to see it. I need to see it go in.
Every time needle goes in, I pass out.
I start like asking questions. I start asking. I'm like, oh, can you explain to me how the science works and why it just starts like, shooting the fuck in there? Like, is it suction? Is it suction that's going on?
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, it is suction. That's really smart.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I'm there discussing the science while I'm being experimented on.
Oh my God. I passed out getting my first tattoo. And that was an experience. Cause like I was getting it. I think I was in New Hampshire where you could get tattooed at 18. Cause you couldn't get, you can now, but for a while you had to be, I think, 21 to get tattooed in Massachusetts. I know that, like, there weren't places that would tattoo 18-year-olds. But I was getting my tattoo on my back, and I passed out. And I was just, like, in New Hampshire with my friends and just these, like, huge tattoo guys, like, handing me little cups of Sprite, being like, you're right, man!
Hilarious.
What a wake back up to my tattoo artist. It was amazing.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never passed out from a tattoo. It's funny because like my pain tolerance is just crazy high, I think.
Yeah.
Because when I've gotten tattooed, like I sat for a 9-hour tattoo.
Yeah.
And only cried once, and it was because I was watching Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and it was that part where Stan Lee comes in and is like, the mask fits everyone eventually, and I was like, ha, 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 and I'm like crying because of that.
Yeah.
And my artist was like, oh my God, are you okay? Did I like hurt you? Did I do too hard? Like, is it too much? And I was like, no, I'm just watching Spider-Man Into the Spider. It's really, it's a beautiful, this Stan Lee, it's okay. You don't need to.
Perfect. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Okay, couple more sleep things for you.
Yeah, sleepy.
I want you to know that Michael Phelps sleeps in a chamber with air comparable to that at an elevation of 8,500 to 9,000 feet. That's training, bruh. That is intense.
Yeah, I mean, fuck. He must have some strong lungs. Like, I know he got in trouble for, like, being a little bit of a pothead, but also, like, could you imagine the fucking hit Michael Phelps would take?
Dude would rip a bomb.
The lung capacity?
Dude. Shit. Oh, my God. Would Michael Phelps rip a bong?
Oh, my God. Or what's, who was it? Was it Kate Blanchett who... as like the record for like the longest holding of your breath for the new Avatar movie. So like she could probably rip a bong too. Like fuck. Kate Winslet.
Kate Blanchett.
Sorry.
Oh no.
Kate Winslet is the one that can hold her breath like a crazy amount of time. I think it's like 8 minutes.
I thought you were going to tell me that Kate Blanchett held a record for hitting a bong. And I was going to be like, what? Like something you don't know is that Kate Blanchett went to the Cannabis Cup and knocked everyone under the table. That would be awesome. That would be an amazing thing. I love it.
Yeah. She was under there for 7 minutes and 15 seconds.
That's too long.
And when she came up, she asked, am I dead?
Holy shit. That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nuts. And wow. Hell yeah.
She beat Tom Cruise's time.
Oh, of course. Amazing. Oh.
I wonder if that's like stuck in Tom's craw. Like if he's like, fuck, now I need to start training. The next Mission Impossible movie will have to have a scene where I have to escape a submarine and have to like go and do all of that thing. And you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to hold my fucking breath.
Amazing. Dude, he's not snoring in his snoratorium. He is screaming about that record in his snoratorium. God. So mad.
It's just really frightening for everyone involved because it's still sleep screaming. Like
yeah, he's having terrible nightmares and just screaming about the fact that he lost that record.
Yeah.
So I didn't just stumble upon odd sleeping cycles and habits of famous people. Mm-hmm. I also found some strange sleep habits from around the world.
Okay.
And I didn't know this. This is crazy. But in Norway and Sweden, in Scandinavia, parents and then even nannies will leave babies outside. They just leave the baby outside in a stroller. So it's common to like walk by a cafe or coffee shop and there's just like 3-4 strollers parked outside with babies in them and just the adults are inside having coffee.
Fresh air is good for babies. So they just fucking leave them outside.
Yeah, it's believed that the fresh air helps the kids stay healthy and fend off colds and flus.
Yeah, so crazy.
That's nuts.
Could you imagine living in a country where you felt that safe? Fuck you, America.
Honest to God, what are we talking about? The babies are just outside and it's cool. That's amazing.
Dude, like in Japan, there are like it's believed that everyone's responsible for the care and caretaking of children.
Yeah.
So like there are children as young as like 5 that are just like capable and just go to the supermarket And like sometimes if they're really little, they'll have like little, I think they're green little bands that they wear. that's just like, I might need extra help from an adult, but I'm still a child completely alone. My parent has no concept of where I am. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah. So I was watching it was a Japanese show, and it was in Japan. They have a tradition where like the child would, like, will be sent on their first like task.
Yeah.
And this is probably like a 6 year old.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, it's time. You're ready to like go to the store and get a pound of fish and some rice, or like go pick up grandma's medicine from the pharmacy. Like, here's what it looks like. You got to go do it. And so this was a TV show where a camera crew would follow the kid going on their first errand alone.
Yeah.
And it's adorable. And again, amazing that it's that safe.
Yeah, totally.
What again, a beautiful thing.
Fuck you, America.
What a beautiful thing. Oh my God.
We could only aspire.
Like, one would hope there are certain neighborhoods here where something, I mean, when I was a kid in the 90s in like rural-ish Massachusetts, you know, a little bit outside of the even like a bigger city like Salem, I would ride my bike away from my house to like a park and play basketball with friends and then like ride the bike home. And there were no cell phones or anything. So that to me is still kind of like a, I don't know, it's almost like a dream. Cause you almost wonder like, does that even happen now?
Yeah, no, totally. It's crazy.
It is crazy. It's crazy. Also amazing. Also in Japan, dozing off at your desk is a sign of dedication to your job. So like Japanese companies make the provisions more comfortable, so it's almost designed for you to be able to take a nap at your desk, and that's just cool.
Yeah, that
and
is
I
just
love
cool.
that.
Yeah, totally.
I absolutely love that.
It's also a way to get employees to overwork themselves because you are making
I'll never
more
leave. I just slept here.
Exactly. More comfortable for them to just stay and work. That's also why, some like places there are like the company has its own train that it sends to pick up its people that they can work because there's Wi-Fi on the train. So once you get on the train, you're already working. Like, it's just kind of crazy.
God, yeah, that is crazy.
Like, yeah,
that is crazy. Last one though, I could definitely get in for like the Mediterranean citywide siesta. Where like all the shops just close and everybody just goes home for a little bit, takes a nap, and then everyone comes back.
Totally.
That's fantastic. I could get into that for real.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take our second quick break here on the Way Highway, but we get back, we're gonna talk some funny habits that I hope I don't pick up as I continue a journey possibly into more indica for bedtime. You're listening to Adobe Radio. This is the Right Way Highway. We'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Way Highway. I'm Sean.
And I'm Kristen.
Now, if you were to drift off into too deep of a sleep, you might end up picking up some odd habits, weird, like sleep things, dreams, talking out loud, sleepwalking, sleep talking. And I found a BuzzFeed article that outlines some hilarious stories from people about others in their lives that have gone through some sleep troubles.
Excellent.
Let's call them.
Also, it's a popular misnomer that if someone's sleepwalking, you are not supposed to wake them up. That is not true. Yeah. It's not true at all. Like, you want to, like, gingerly try to wake them up and be like, hey, and, like, you know, make sure they're not going to, like, fall over or anything. But, like, it's so dangerous to just let someone fucking sleepwalk.
Don't, like, yeah, Don't believe what you saw.
People have straight up, like, driven in cars.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, no.
I kid you not. Like, they just, like, their body just starts doing their, like, daily schedule. And people... there was a story one time of a guy who sleep drove to a, like, McDonald's and, like, ordered something.
Oh, my God.
And then woke up with the order and was just like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck just happened? Like, he woke up... in the McDonald's parking lot being like, how the fuck did I even get here?
Oh my God, that's crazy. Just yeah. Sleep drove.
And like sleep ordered and paid. Sleep ordered.
Yeah.
Like, crazy.
That's crazy. The only thing I can liken that to is just being like blackout drunk.
Then being like, yeah.
How did I get here? Yeah. Which is not, don't do that. Don't do that. No. Don't do that. Here's a funny. Oh, I was gonna say, don't believe what you see from the movie Step Brothers, because you remember that?
She just starts violently
attacking. Yeah, she's like, oh, don't wake them up, and then they're just like throwing things everywhere.
Yeah,
that's not real. That's a movie.
Correct.
Here's a funny story. My boyfriend woke me up the other day by gently putting his fingers in my mouth. And I kept moving my head out of the way until eventually I was like, can you stop that? And he sounded genuinely upset and asked why I woke him, as he was having a really nice dream about feeding a deer.
Hilarious.
He's just stuffing his fingers in her mouth.
Hilarious.
My ex-boyfriend sometimes talked in his sleep. Once I was still up reading a book and I hadn't noticed that he was already asleep next to me, suddenly he bursts out, will you just give me the fucking yogurt already, Shannon? In a flawless British accent and scares the shit out of me. We're both German and none of our first languages include English. We didn't know a Shannon and he's lactose intolerant.
What the fuck? That's so many different things.
That's so many different things. That is so many. You just, in the middle of the night, screamed in an accent that you don't have, in a language that you don't speak, about a person that you don't know, and a thing that you can't eat.
Yeah. That's, wow. That's bonkers. That's like when people wake up from a coma and can just like speak another language. Like, how are you able to speak another language in your sleep?
Something just hacked your brain for a second.
Yeah.
This one just says, he farted very loudly and proceeded to say, you got the wrong guy. That deserves some kind of an award. I hope that sits in the back of my brain so I can do that sometime. That is incredible.
That I'm innocent. Is innocent, I say.
You got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy.
This asty didn't nasty no gasty.
Oh my God. My girl woke up one night and said, did you find your rocks? And I asked her what she was talking about. And she said, I don't know. I'm just trying to make conversation. And promptly went back to sleep. She has no recollection of this.
Hilarious. I've definitely known people that have spoken in their sleep. And I'm a pretty light sleeper. So like when they do speak, I would always like, and tell me more. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And what did he say?
Yeah.
Just like,
keep going. Go on. Exactly.
And it was awesome. Always so unique. It's such a strange experience to be awake for.
I went camping with my buddy and like his younger brother and like his dad and like maybe like one or two other kids or something. Uh-huh. And, We were like all sleeping in this like big, with the kids in the tent and the dog, it doesn't matter. We're all sleeping and the younger brother just blurted out, give me the bread, dad. Dad, give me the bread. And then just was asleep. And I was the only one that heard it, like, wait, is this real? Is this really happening right now? Oh, it's always it's a phenomena to witness a person that is asleep and talking.
When I was a kid, I had a friend that was like super fucking religious, and she spoke in her sleep.
Oh no.
And
do you see how that was immediately bad for me? I was like, oh God. Yeah. Super religious and talking in her sleep. Oh no.
Yeah. And like one time I spent the night at her house and she was like, there is a succubus or what is it? There's a thing, like a sleep demon basically that comes and sits on her like chest and will wake her up at night.
No.
And sometimes will talk through her. And I was just like,
oh, she said that out loud to you? She was like, this is what happens in my life.
Like literally, this was her like, this is your first time sleeping over at my house. So
what you need to know.
Yes. Yes. And like,
oh no.
Not like this came out. This didn't come out like, you know, when I got there. This came out when it was like right before bedtime. It's way too late to call for help.
Come on.
You know?
Oh no.
I was like, ah, shit. Am I going to die here tonight?
Tactical error. She said there's a sleep demon.
Yeah.
That sits on the chest and talks to me and sometimes speaks through me.
Yes, it sits on her chest.
Oh, no!
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it made it even spookier.
Oh, no.
Made it even spookier.
Well, you know, I guess
because
at least
sometimes
it
made her sit up, and sometimes it made her speak.
Oh, no. So, did that actually happen? Did she sit up and speak?
No.
Did you sleep
in
there?
I did. I was like, yeah, that's totally cool, dude. Like, that's fine. Like, whatever. Because, like, I wasn't about to be like, you're weird. Because then the fucking monster's going to attack me. Like, what? You know?
The demon's going to, oh, no.
I mean, I'm going to play this game. And I'm fucking surviving this sleepover, bitch. Like, I'm not going to activate your sleep demon.
Don't taunt the sleep demon. Oh boy, where's she now? You do keep in touch? You're still very close friends. I was at her wedding last week. No,
oh my god.
Oh boy. Oh boy, that's intense.
Yeah.
I don't know why that made me think of this. I had a kid, Rick Glass. His name was Rick Glass.
Uh-huh.
His name was Rick Glass. And he never, like, he was weird. He was like a strange child. He was a strange child. And like, we're taking the bus home from middle school and he's not on my bus. Like, you know, the people that are on your bus.
I've been,
you know. It's everybody is the same people, like it's the people on your bus, unless, you know, somebody's going somewhere with someone, you're just on the bus, right?
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden Rick Glass was on the bus and he sat next to me and I was like, oh, where are you going? And he was like, I'm coming home with you. And I was like, I don't think so. And he's like, yeah, I'm coming home with you. And then we kind of like sat there in silence. And he followed me on the bus all the way to like my stop. And I was like, you're not coming home with me. You can't come home with me. And he's like, I'm coming home with you. And he got off the bus and I started walking towards my house and I turned around and he was gone.
Oh my gosh.
And it was terrifying. I'm like, oh fuck. Did he get back on the bus? Did he just run away? And then like, never really had it. We never really hashed that out. We never worked that out ever.
Wait, hold on. Did you, like, was he alive? Like,
he was alive. Like, I saw him at school.
I was like, I thought this was an end. Never saw him again.
And nobody ever saw him again.
He just fucking disappeared.
Rick Glass was a figment of my imagination.
Just like, who is it? Jan's boyfriend?
That's George Glass. Isn't that hilarious?
Same last name.
Same last name. Same last name. Oh my God. That's so funny. Let me just give you this last one because we got to get out of here. My boyfriend either recites postcodes because he's a postal delivery driver, or he calls the dog in his sleep. So either he's mad no one is responding to his postcode nonsense, or a flying 30 kilogram dog comes flying up. He says a postman who's angry and still getting attacked by a dog because you're calling the dog. Oh, that's funny.
Very funny.
That's funny. Well, I hope that I seek out some better sleep from Indica. Mm-hmm. Have it actually work nice. Sleep through a night and don't pick up any strange habits like talking in my sleep or walking around in my sleep. I have been known to maybe snack in my sleep.
Okay.
Because I wake
up. That's interesting.
So we'll see what happens.
But that's fun.
Kristen, it's been a pleasure at all, as always. Make sure you listen to The Way Highway each and every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. in the Pacific. Go to the place where you get your podcasts and listen to old episodes of The Way Highway. Kristen, you know what this is.
If you would like to follow us on social media, you could follow Sean Cowig at Sean Cowig. You could follow me, Kristen Sanchez, at Siren16X. And you could also follow The Way Highway at The Way Highway. And as always, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Nice Guy Digital. Thank you, Adobe Radio. Thank you, Gregory Jenkins, for your wicked cool tunes. Thank you, Bernie and Jelly, for all your hard work, as always. And thank you for listening.
Catch you next week.
Bye.